Microscopic groundworms lurk beneath southern soil in search of food, attributing to growers' annual yield loss by 8%, according to Virginia Cooperative Extension. The pest diet consists largely of soybean roots. These pests, referred to as nematodes, often go untreated as many species are invisible to the naked eye. Nematodes inhibit soybean root systems from reaching their full potential to explore the soil for water and nutrients, leaving plants vulnerable to a number of diseases such as sudden death syndrome and brown stem rot. Southern growers need to implement a treatment program to help ensure their soybean fields are adequately protected. Approximately 4,000 known plant parasitic nematode species exist. Southern soybean growers encounter all types of nematodes, from soybean cyst nematodes to non-cyst forming nematodes like root knot, reniform, and lance nematodes that dwell in sandy soils. Known as obligate parasites, all nematodes must feed on living plants to complete their life cycle. Nematodes move through the soil only a few inches per year on their own. Damage to soybean plants begins very early in the plant's life as nematodes hatch from overwintering eggs and emerge into the soil and move towards very young plant roots. All plant-feeding nematodes feed through a stylet which pierce plant walls in order for the nematode to inject secretions and remove plant nutrients. However, not all nematodes have the same feeding method. Non-cyst nematodes are not evident on the roots. One species of non-cyst forming nematode is the root knot nematode, infecting corn, cotton, and soybeans. The root knot nematode feeds on the inside of soybean roots as immature larvae, where the plant cells swell into galls, absorbing nutrients from the plant. According to the University of Georgia researchers, root knot nematodes can lay 500 to 1,000 eggs in just 2 to 3 months. Reniform nematodes are an additional common southern nematode species and affect both cotton and soybeans, making them an increasing threat to growers. Reniform nematodes partially embed themselves inside soybean roots, forming a permanent feeding site that ultimately stunts the growth of the root systems. The last of the most common nematodes is the lance nematode, which feeds on the outside of the soybean root, eventually chewing its way through the root system. Typically, only moderate damage is caused by this species infestation. Symptoms include yellowing of the leaves, darkened roots, and uneven growth in the field row. In order to manage nematode populations, growers should plant with an effective seed treatment, such as Evicta Complete Beans, to help protect against damaging nematodes and preserve yield potential. Growers should also utilize integrated pest management practices such as crop rotation and planting nematode-resistant soybean varieties to combat pest-infested fields.